Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking firsthand. We'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired and motivated to take your business to the next level. I'm here with Victoria Bushy, co-owner and vice president of finance of Kingsbury Printing. The middle of last year, she took over ownership with her brother, Jason Bombard, from her parents, Bob and Jan Bombard. So this is business has been going for a while.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me a bit of how it got started?
My dad started the business and he met my mother at another printing company.
Oh.
And he took her on as his designer. And in 1986, they officially started as Franklin Press. However, there was another printer down south near Texas, I think, that was trying to take all the Franklin Press name. So they then decided to incorporate under Kingsbury Printing, where we originated in Kingsbury.
Okay. So your parents are from Kingsbury area?
My dad's from here. My mom's originally from Long Island.
So
he started prior to 1986, kind of doing little things on the side, but then in 1986 he officially started his own.
So when did you come into the business?
So after I graduated from college, I came home and dad asked if I wanted to start working for the family business. So I started as an office manager, and I kind of did those sort of secretarial tasks. And then as the years progressed, I went to running the digital equipment and graphic design and from there.
So you learned everything hands-on?
Yes.
And inside out?
Yeah.
So how long have you been working in the business?
Since 2006.
2006. So good few years.
Yeah. And as a little, like not a little child, but as a younger adult, I did work summers and things like that. And I even when I was younger, like days off from school, I'd come in and do like help my mom in the dark room. So I kind of know graphic design from the early years.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And you went from sort of traditional print days, right? Because there's been a huge transformation in the print industry over the past couple of decades.
Yeah.
You got to see all that firsthand and learn about digital.
Yes.
Right from when your dad was probably getting to grips with all that.
Yes. Yes. There was a huge transition just from even from when I started in 2006. There's a lot of things that are different.
Constantly changing. Yeah. But people still need print, by the way.
Yes.
Forget it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem. But you do a lot of digital, but you do still also offer offset.
Yes.
Printing too.
Yes.
There's still a need for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though digital is so quick and fairly easy.
Yeah. There's just some areas that you can't be offset pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what's great about here is that we can do offset and we have digital all in the same place under the same roof. So we can pick what is best for your project.
And so you started to take on more and more responsibilities, I guess, as the years went by. And did your parents have, like, I've helped a few people recently with succession planning. Did your parents have a succession plan or did it just kind of fall into place as they got older?
I feel like it fell into place as they got older. And my brother and I kind of just filled in on things that they didn't necessarily want to handle anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like for me and my department, the finances and things like that, there was a little more of a plan because it's such a broad subject. But I think he always kind of actually just stepped into the next level.
And how did you feel the transition went?
Surprisingly, not as bad as we thought we were going to have to, like, shove my parents in the door. But they come in and visit once in a while, and they're here to help if we need. I've had meta texts to my mom, like, wait, what was I supposed to do? But
so they're available when you need them.
Yes. But surprisingly, because I thought we were going to have to, like, change the law.
And but they've left you to it. So that's great. So you must have, they must have trust in you.
Yeah.
That you know what you're doing. And I think after years of working together,
right,
they must know that. But that's one of the biggest problems people have with succession is trusting that whoever it is, whether it's your children or someone else, can do the job the way you would do it.
Yeah. And I feel like because my brother has, and I have been here for so many years, that kind of helped with that. Because he started, I think, a year or two before I did. So we've been here forever.
Yeah. And what's Jason's role now?
So he's the production manager, and he works on the presses, and he makes sure that the scheduling out there and that kind of thing is all in order.
So you're kind of in charge or overseeing the admin areas and the design areas, selling also.
Yeah.
Sales. And he's in more of the production of things. But you must work closely together to make sure it all flows.
Yes.
So what do you think have been any challenges you've faced either with the transition, like with you taking on more responsibility, or even prior to that when you started taking on more responsibility?
I feel like the biggest hurdle has been feeling like I have permission to do things.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like, oh, I need to check with mom and dad. It's like, no, you have to remember that you're in charge of this now. It's not their problem,
yeah,
in a way to deal with. So I think that's been for me the biggest hurdle is just, yes, you know what you're doing, just go ahead and
you're getting there, you're
yeah,
feeling that you're doing that,
yeah. So maybe in a year from now it'll feel different.
So your parents moved from, the last article I found where they were moving into the strip mall,
yes,
in Queensbury. So when did you move out to here into this like purpose-built facility?
So our original location was on Franklin Street in Hudson Falls, and it was a house that was converted over into production, and we outgrew that. So how we solved that was moving to the plaza, the graphic design and customer service. But then this building became available about 5 years ago, I think now, and it's just so much easier when we can be together and
be together.
Yeah. So that's when we decided to moved together into this building.
So you're out here, this is like a business park out near the airport. Is this still Queensbury or you're just over the county line?
Yes.
You're like, next door is in Warren County and you're in Washington County?
Yes. Across the street
in
Warren County and we're in Washington County.
So you're right here. But are you finding any issues with that? Like you don't get as many people coming in, do you?
We don't get as many walk-ins like we did in the plaza, like people that want a couple copies. But at the same time,
because you don't want to be a copy shop.
I mean, we're willing to do it. It's just sometimes because we are production-based, it's hard for us to fit in 5 copies when we've got both machines running all day. And like, so sometimes we might have to tell people, oh, we can have it for you later today. So it might not be as convenient. We'll still do it, though.
Yeah.
But a lot less foot traffic. But then we can make appointments and people can come in and then we're able to give them 100% of our attention because we don't have people coming in and out for sort of copy stuff.
Yeah.
So it does let us give our customers more attention, I think.
Yeah, because they've booked an appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so tell me a bit about the mix of work and the type of clients that you have.
So we work with a lot of small business and nonprofit organizations. We really love the community and the local businesses that try to work within the other local businesses in our area. We also do a lot of wedding or event invitations and
the whole invitation
day of life,
right?
Those sorts of things. And then we have a lot of our offset work is medical printing, and we export all over the world with that.
Oh.
So we kind of, it's kind of like two businesses in one, but keeps us going.
So what's the medical printing then?
It's kind of like instruction manuals. Yeah. So
that's a great kind of niche to get into.
Yeah. The company we work with has changed vastly in different names and different ownerships, but it's been the same product that my dad started working in years ago. We've been working with them for over 30 years. So, yeah.
Because you're always going to need those kind of things, even right. though a lot of that stuff would be online.
Yeah.
They still need to give out the
yeah
brochures and instructions and things.
Yeah, and not every country is like us, where we have such great access to internet and things. There's countries that still need to have paper to be able to function. So,
yeah. Is there any area of the business that you'd like to grow more? Types of clients you're looking more for?
We really want to get out into the community more and work with more of the community. A lot of times we'll get things, people say like, oh, how long have you been in business? We didn't know you were there. So I think that's really our goal for 2025.
Get better known.
Yeah, to really get out there and get the community and maybe, you know, start relationships with new customers.
How do you do that?
So the wedding side of things is pretty easy because we have wedding shows to go to, but the chambers, we're working on some community events. So hopefully with that kind of stuff, bumping up our Facebook posts,
yeah,
that sort of thing on social.
The digital side of things. Yeah.
Trying to push all that kind of stuff out. Mm-hmm. So.
And word of mouth, because you get good word of mouth. Like when people have worked with you and they're really happy, they tend to talk about you. So that's always...
We definitely have the best customers. And it's so great. They're so loyal and we love working with them. And some of these people who my parents worked with when I was a child, and they remember me as a little kid. And it's kind of neat to see how life has progressed, because now... customers coming and remember my son here as a little kid,
yeah,
as a baby. So it's kind of to kind of grow with each other through the years.
Is your son interested in printing?
I don't think he's interested in the printing. He's very
teacher
teenager.
Yeah.
He's very much into photography and graphics. So I don't know. We'll see where it takes him.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage him to see the outside world though, because
yeah.
Like, I went to school, surprisingly, for environmental science.
Oh, okay.
And I went out into the world and I learned things and I came back. And I know I don't use my environmental science degree here, but there are processes and things I learned that helped grow things here differently than if I hadn't left.
And you don't have regrets because I tried something.
Right.
And but you're happy.
Yeah.
Doing what you're doing.
Family business is in your blood and it's hard to get away from. Mm-hmm. And not in a bad way, but just like... it's in your heart and you want to help and you want to make the legacy continue. Mm-hmm. So
how many people are working here?
We have about 5 people right now. Sometimes we'll get part-time help in depending on the work. Yeah.
Is it easy to get people in based on the how busy you are?
It depends on the department. It's kind of hard. The offset world is there's not as many people out there that know how to do printing on offset presses, and it really is an art. You can't just put a piece of paper on and expect it to look how you want it to look.
I guess that's the downside of that shrinking, that industry shrinking.
Yes, and that's
a big printer like Saratoga shut down.
Yeah.
So there's not as many people to pull from.
Yeah, and you really have to find your niche to make it work as a printer, especially in upstate New York. And I feel like we've tried really hard for that one-on-one working with a customer, helping those people that don't necessarily feel comfortable ordering online. Mm-hmm. They want that extra help. So I feel like we've really tried to work hard in that area to bring people in.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we have to figure out how to have employees because that market is shrinking.
Yeah.
Those people are retiring.
That's one of the biggest challenges that most business owners have is
saying
whether it's getting new people or keeping people, motivating people.
Yeah. And it's to motivate people. I feel like it's a different world now. So those motivations are different. You have to find like the right combination that works for you as employer and for your employee.
Yeah. What kind of ideas did you come up with?
So we started doing, it's hard here for us to all take time off.
Yeah.
Just because we're so small in terms of employee count, but we're trying really hard to work into some like earned personal time so that people can, you know, take that time off that they need for appointments here and there, things like that. We try really hard to do at least once a month, like a lunch with everybody. We're still working on it though, trying to think of other things to be creative.
That's a good start. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So what about the future? Do you have any changes coming up or any plans or besides of getting more out into the public and to get more clients?
I think right now it's really going to depend on how that goes, because in the past we've tried to do online and we just end up having customers come in because they first come in.
Yeah.
But again, the world is a lot different now than it even was 5 years ago. So I think if we see the want for online ordering, I think we're investigating it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just see how it goes, because those platforms are a lot for printing. It's a lot of work.
People are like designing their own.
Yeah.
And then putting the order through. And
right.
Is it going to come out? Like, there are some really popular sites like that where you can get stationery.
Yeah.
The quality is not the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you could provide that. But I think it is hard to offer that.
We haven't found the right balance yet.
Yeah.
So we're still searching.
So it's something you're kind of got your eye on.
Yeah.
And then you'll see how it goes. Yeah.
I think 10 years ago, we've tried various ways, but I think it's been about 5% years ago we tried. And it's just our customers like, can you just come in? Can I just email you?
Yeah.
And we're like, yes, of course.
Because you're serving kind of done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And it's worth it to have that personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I might have my little design. I'll be like, Sheree.
Yeah.
Like, is this okay? She'll be like, it's way too small. That's not going to look good. And, you know, so yeah.
Yeah.
Because like not many people are graphic designers.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a big difference between what you come up with yourself or a template.
Yes.
Because you, especially like for business stuff, you want something that's a bit unique. So.
And when there's a huge difference when you're looking at it on a screen and you print it on a piece of paper. I mean, the colors change, everything. Yeah. It's different when something's illuminated in a computer.
Yeah.
And reflective off a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And that's when people are able to come in and look at things. I think that helps a lot of people out, because they're like, oh, that color is not.
Yeah. And they get an example. You can see samples here too. So people get an example of.
Yeah.
So it's different papers. Things look different. And they wouldn't understand what the different weights are and how that's going to affect what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's good to have a professional opinion.
Yeah.
If not, like doing the actual design for you. So you do everything from graphic design.
Yes.
To the printing, binding.
Yes.
Any sort of finishing that's needed.
Yeah.
Do you do any distribution stuff?
We don't do distribution. It's one of those things where we've thought about it.
It's only person intensive. Yeah.
There's
right. So much stuffing envelopes and getting them out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
But we can give you everything up until that point. And then you just have to take it to a mailing.
Yeah. Right. Are there many mailing houses? I hadn't heard of it. Yeah.
Not really.
Maybe that's a niche.
Yeah.
Something to start up around here.
Yeah.
But that's probably another industry that, even though people are doing mailings, and I'm finding that in marketing, a lot of people find that a physical item, especially a lot of nonprofits, like how much junk mail do you get with, once you donate to one person, you start getting a ton.
Yeah.
Of physical mail from all these places. So it must be working.
Yes. Yeah. We have customers for years that do their annual campaigns every year with us. And you'd think that it would get smaller, but their quantities get bigger. So something's working.
Yeah. I think it is that final, like they say, that people need to hear from you in multiple different ways.
Yes.
And that might be the final piece that's like, yeah, I better give to them.
Yeah.
Especially if there's like an envelope in there, you know.
Yeah.
Just to make it easy for people.
And I think now, just because of how quick everything is thrown at you, sometimes something sitting on your counter that you keep seeing that's stationary makes you think about it more because you're not scrolling through the internet or in your email and you're deleting it 5 times. So,
true. Yes, it's easy to ignore stuff in your email, but not as easy to ignore it when you're in the mailbox. Any other sort of new things that you're thinking of or information we might have overlooked?
I do know that we really are trying to expand helping small business have graphics for their social media platforms.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes if you're a small business and you're not experienced with it, it can seem very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And even meeting with like a big design firm can seem, you're already thinking, oh, this is going to cost a lot of money and it's terrifying. But pushing that we offer affordable designs for those purposes so that they can kind of have that professional look.
Yeah.
But still be in control of the information they're putting out and when it goes out. So just sort of an assistant for somebody that might not need a giant graphic design firm to help them with their social.
That's good. And also then it's in line with what their printed stationery is like. So it's like I'm a big proponent of having your branding and your image consistent across all of your platforms.
Yes.
Because then people recognize you right away. And having a nice like Facebook page cover.
Yes.
You know, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this professionally, and I find it hard to get the sizes right.
Right.
They keep changing.
Yeah.
It's like, what size do I need to do that so that everything will show?
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes.
And they're all different.
You do a quality settings, and then it shows up blurring in. And,
So, yeah. So it's good to get some professional advice on that, too. Good area to begin to balance out the what you're doing.
And sure that
sits. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Good, something she loves.
Yeah.
Right? Keep her happy.
Yeah.
How long has Cherie been working here?
It'll be, I think, 9 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she's seen the transformation.
Yes. Yeah, she started the plaza and then she moved here with us. My husband also works here.
Oh, okay.
So
that's, it's a real family.
It is.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.